The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter number 4, Text number 19, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on January 5th, 2009, in Lima, Peru.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter number 4, Text number 19.
Estamos leyendo el Srimad Bhagavatam, canto número 2, capítulo 4, texto 19.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sa esha atmat mavatan adishvaras.
Sa esha atmat mavatan adishvaras.
Sahi mayo dharma mayastopo maya.
Sahi mayo dharma mayastopo maya.
Gatavyali kai rajashankaradi bir. Vitarkyalingo
Bhagavan
prasidatam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. He is the Super Soul and Lord of all self-realized souls. He is the personification of the Vedas, religious scriptures, and austerities. He is worshipped by Lord Brahma and Shiva and all those who are transcendental to all pretensions. Being so revered with awe and veneration, may that Supreme Absolute be pleased upon me. Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, although the Lord of all followers of different paths of self-realization, is knowable only by those who are above all pretensions. Everyone is searching for eternal peace or eternal life. As with an aim to this destination, everyone is either studying the Vedic scriptures or other religious scriptures, or undergoing severe austerity as empiric philosophers, as mystic yogis, or as unalloyed devotees, etc. Well, the Supreme Lord is perfectly realized only by the devotees, because they are above all pretensions. Those who are on the path of self-realization are generally classified as karmis, jnanis, yogis, or devotees of the Lord. The karmis, who are much attached or attracted by the fruit of activities of the Vedic rituals, are called bhukti-kami, or those who desire material enjoyment. The jnanis, who try to become one with the Supreme by mental speculation, are called mukti-kami, those who desire liberation from material existence. The mystic yogis, who practice different types of austerities for attainment of 8 kinds of material perfection, and who ultimately meet the Super Soul, Paramatma, in trance, are called siddhi-kami, and those who desire the perfection of becoming finer than the finest, becoming heavier than the heaviest, getting everything desired, having control over everyone, creating everything liked, etc. All these are abilities of a powerful yogi. But the devotees of the Lord do not want anything like that for self-satisfaction. They want only to serve the Lord because the Lord is great. And as living entities, they are eternally subordinate parts and parcels of the Lord. This perfect realization of the self by the devotee helps him to become desireless, to desire nothing for his personal self, and thus the devotees are called nishkami, without any desire. A living entity, by his constitutional position, cannot be void of all desires. The bhukti kami, Mugi kami and siddhi kami all desire something for personal satisfaction. But the nishkami, devotees of the Lord, desire everything for the satisfaction of the Lord. They are completely dependent on the orders of the Lord and are always ready to discharge their duty for the satisfaction of the Lord. In the beginning, Arjuna placed himself as one of those who desire self-realization, for he desired not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. But to make him desireless, the Lord preached the Bhagavad Gita, in which the ways of Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, and also Bhakti Yoga were explained. Because Arjuna was without any pretension, he changed his decision and satisfied the Lord by agreeing to fight. Kadeshye Vachanam Tvava. Thus he became desireless. The examples of Brahma and Lord Shiva are especially cited here because Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, Srimati Lakshmiji, and the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanata, etc., are leaders of the four desireless Vaishnavas Sampradayas. They are all freed from all pretensions. Srila Jiva Goswami interprets the word Gata Vyalikai as Prodita Kaivitai. Are those who are freed from all pretensions, the unalloyed devotees only. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Majjha 19.149 it is said, Krishna Bhakti Nishkama Atta Eva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhikami Sakale Ashanta. Those who are after fruit of results for their pious activities, those who desire salvation and identification with the Supreme, and those who desire material perfections of mystic power are all restless because they want something for themselves. But the devotee is completely peaceful because he has no demand for himself and is always ready to serve the desire of the Lord. Conclusion is, therefore, that the Lord is for everyone, because no one can achieve the result of his respective duties or desires without his sanction, as was stated by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita 8:9. All such results are awarded by him only, for the Lord is Adishvara, the original controller of everyone, namely the Vedantists, the great Karma Kandiyas, the great religious leaders, the great performers of austerity, and all who are striving for spiritual advancement. But ultimately, he is realized by the pretensionless devotees only. Therefore, special stress is given to the devotional service of the Lord by Srila Shukadeva Goswami.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sudaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, This is a very wonderful prayer.
Esta es una oración maravillosa.
The prayer is that the Supreme Absolute may be pleased with me.
Esta oración dice que el Supremo Absoluto será satisfecho por mí.
This is really what it means to be Krishna conscious.
Esto es lo que realmente significa ser consciente de Krishna.
To please Krishna.
Satisfacer a Krishna.
Of course, there is another type of Krishna consciousness.
Por supuesto que hay otra clase de conciencia de Krishna.
To hate Krishna.
Odiar a Krishna.
That is the Krishna consciousness of Kamsa.
Esa es la conciencia de Krishna de Kamsa.
It is called in Sanskrit language. It is called prati. What is it? Anukula and pratikula.
In Sanskrit, se llama anukula y pratikula.
Anukula, that is the devotee.
Anukula es el devoto.
He wants to please Krishna.
Quiere satisfacer a Krishna.
And pratikula, that is Kamsa. He wants to kill Krishna.
Pratikula es Kamsa, que quiere matar a Krishna.
So when we practice Krishna consciousness,
así que cuando practicamos conciencia de Krishna,
we should not want to kill Krishna.
No debemos querer matar a Krishna.
Being envious of him.
Y ser envidioso de él.
We should want to please Krishna.
Debemos querer satisfacer a Krishna.
When you please Krishna,
cuando usted satisface a Krishna,
then you become pleased.
Entonces usted se satisface.
Because you are part of Krishna.
Porque usted es parte de Krishna.
It's like when you feed your belly, your hand becomes nourished automatically.
Como cuando usted le da alimentos a su estómago, la mano se satisface automáticamente.
If you try to enjoy the food separately, you can go like this all day long and you will never get any nutrition from the food.
Si usted trata de disfrutar la comida separadamente con la mano, puede estar así todo el día y nunca va a obtener la nutrición para alimentar la mano.
But as soon as we give the food to the belly,
pero apenas le damos los alimentos al estómago,
then it is complete satisfaction.
Entonces hay una satisfacción completa.
So that's what we have to do. We have to please Krishna.
Eso es lo que debemos hacer, satisfacer a Krishna.
But how do you know if Krishna is pleased?
Pero ¿cómo sabe uno que Krishna está satisfecho?
He appears in the form of Guru.
Él aparece en la forma del Guru.
The representative of Krishna,
el
Guru.
Representante de Krishna, el Guru.
So if Guru is pleased,
si el Guru está satisfecho,
then Krishna is pleased.
Entonces Krishna está satisfecho.
But how do you know if Guru is pleased?
Pero ¿cómo sabes que el Guru está satisfecho?
Of course, if the Guru is physically present, then you can see if he's pleased or not.
Por supuesto, si el Guru está presente físicamente, uno puede saber si está satisfecho o no.
You can see whether he is happy or whether he is angry.
Puede ver si está feliz o si está molesto.
Whether he is smiling or whether he is frowning, you can see that on his face. You see.
Puede notar en su rostro si es que él está sonriendo o si él está con una mueca de fastidio.
But when the spiritual master is not physically present, how do you know if he is pleased or not?
Pero cuando el maestro espiritual no está físicamente presente, ¿cómo saber que está satisfecho?
Well, there are various verses that tell us.
Hay muchos versos que nos dicen esto.
Chaturvidha Shri Bhagavat Prasada Svadana Triptan Hari Bhakta Sangam Kitvaiva Triptim Bhajato Sadaiva Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. The spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees taking prasadam.
Maestro espiritual está satisfecho cuando ve que el devoto está tomando prasada.
So if you will take prasadam,
así que si toman prasada,
can you do that? Can you handle taking prasadam?
Pueden manejar esto, pueden tomar prasada.
Then you can manage to take some prasadam.
Si ustedes pueden manejar tomar algo de prasada.
So no es difícil to please the spiritual master.
Entonces no es difícil satisfacer al maestro espiritual.
You simply have to take prasadam.
Es simple tomar prasada.
You cannot take any bhoga, you see.
No deben comer nada de bhoga.
Taking bhoga is forbidden.
Tomar bhoga está prohibido.
When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was a little boy,
cuando Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati era un niño pequeño,
he took the mango that was not offered.
Tomó un mango que no había sido ofrecido.
A little child, he doesn't know anything, you see.
Un niño pequeño no sabe nada.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakura mildly rebuked him that, oh, you should not have done that. It wasn't offered to the deities.
Así que Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur lo reprendió levemente, le dijo, no has debido tomar esto porque no está ofrecido a las deidades.
So he took it so seriously that I've offended the deity. He said, I will never take mango in my whole life.
Y él tomó esta instrucción tan seriamente que él había pensado que había ofendido tanto a las deidades que dijo, no voy a comer mango nunca más en mi vida.
And he was so strict.
Y fue tan estricto.
That even when he was an old, when he was very old man.
Que incluso cuando ya era muy anciano.
The disciples would say, Guru Maharaj, we want to serve you mango.
Los discípulos le decían, Guru Maharaj, le queremos servir mango.
You were only an innocent boy when you made that mistake. It's okay, we will give you mango.
Usted era un niño inocente cuando cometió ese error. No se preocupe, hay que darle, hay que, le queremos ofrecer mango.
He said, no, I am an offender. I cannot take.
Y él dijo, no, yo soy muy ofensivo, entonces no debo comer mango.
So a devotee, he never, he's very careful not to take any unoffered food.
Así que el devoto es muy cuidadoso de no tomar alimentos no ofrecidos.
He only wants to take the food that is offered to Krishna.
Solamente quiere tomar alimentos ofrecidos a Krishna.
And because he is stricto in this habit, stricto, yeah. He is stricto in this habit.
Él es muy estricto en este hábito.
It is pleasing to the spiritual master.
Para satisfacer al maestro espiritual.
He doesn't dally with women having illicit sexual relationships.
Él no tiene relaciones sexuales ilícitas con las mujeres.
He doesn't eat meat, fish or eggs.
No come no come carne, huevos y pescado.
He doesn't take coffee, tea or cigarettes.
No consume café, té o cigarrillos.
He is pure in his habits.
Es puro en sus hábitos.
And he chants 16 rounds every day of Japa Mala on the beads.
Y canta 16 rondas todos los días de Japa Mala en las cuentas, en las cuentas.
Prabhupada actually says to chant in the Bhagavad Gita purport, he says to chant round the beads.
En un significado del Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada dice que uno debe cantar utilizando las cuentas.
So the devotee, in obedience to Prabhupada,
así que el devoto obediente a Prabhupada,
he, every day he chants 16 rounds of Japa Mala round the beads.
Todos los días canta 16 rondas de Japa Mala utilizando cuentas.
So in this way, by obeying the order of the spiritual master,
de esta manera, al obedecer la orden del maestro espiritual,
dutifully following his instructions,
siguiendo sus instrucciones como deber,
the disciple knows I am pleasing my spiritual master.
El discípulo sabe que está satisfaciendo a su maestro espiritual.
And when the spiritual master is pleased,
y cuando el maestro espiritual está satisfecho,
his spiritual master is pleased.
Su propio maestro espiritual también está satisfecho.
And when his spiritual master is pleased,
y cuando su maestro espiritual está satisfecho,
his spiritual master is pleased.
El maestro espiritual de él también está satisfecho.
And when his spiritual master is pleased,
y cuando su maestro espiritual está satisfecho,
his spiritual master, spiritual master, spiritual master, all the way to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the way to Krishna.
Están satisfechos su maestro espiritual y el maestro espiritual de él y todos los maestros espirituales hasta el Señor Chaitanya y de ahí arriba hasta Krishna.
So when you please Krishna,
así que cuando usted satisface a Krishna,
then the mercy comes down to Brahma, Vyas, Brahma, Narada, Vyas, Madhvacharya, down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the six Goswamis, etc.
Entonces la misericordia desciende de Krishna a Brahma, a Narada, a Vyas, a Madhvacharya, a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a los seis Goswamis, y así, etc.
So in this way, by pleasing Krishna and Guru, we become pleased.
De esta manera, al satisfacer a Krishna y al Guru, uno se satisface a sí mismo.
But yet we see that sometimes the devotees are unhappy.
Pero a veces vemos que los devotos están tristes.
Does that mean the process doesn't work?
¿Acaso eso significa que el proceso no funciona?
Is that what I mean?
¿Significa eso?
No.
No.
Someone is practicing Krishna consciousness but they're not happy. What does it mean?
Si alguien está ejecutando el proceso de conciencia de Krishna pero no está feliz, ¿qué significa?
It means they're not practicing it properly.
Significa que no lo están practicando apropiadamente.
It's like if you have a cake recipe.
Es como si ustedes tienen una receta de una torta.
If you follow exactly what it says in the cookbook, you will get a good cake every time.
Si ustedes siguen exactamente lo que dice el recetario, entonces van a obtener un resultado, un buen resultado siempre.
But if people think you know better than the cookbook,
pero si ustedes creen que saben más que el recetario,
that I can leave this ingredient out,
puedo dejar este ingrediente fuera de la torta,
or I can add this ingredient, I will do it my own way,
o puedo añadir otro ingrediente, lo voy a hacer a mi manera,
then you have no one to blame but yourself when all you get at the end is a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan.
Y no habrá nadie más a quien ustedes culpa, deban culpar si es que al final de todo el proceso simplemente obtienen un poco de masa achatada en la, en la olla.
Yeah. It's your fault.
Es su culpa.
You proudly thought you don't have to follow the recipe strictly.
Ustedes pensaron orgullosamente que no tenían que seguir la receta.
Then you can make your own new version of the recipe.
Que podían hacer su propia nueva versión de la receta.
It was your pride.
Era tu orgullo.
Therefore, your cake was a failure, you see.
Y por eso es que te salió mal la torta.
So the same thing with Krishna consciousness.
Lo mismo sucede con conciencia de Krishna.
If you proudly think I can do it my own way,
si ustedes piensan orgullosamente, yo puedo hacerlo a mi manera.
I don't have to strictly follow the orders. I will make up my own system.
No puedo, no tengo que seguir las instrucciones estrictamente. Voy a crear mi propio sistema.
You will not become successful.
No alcanzarán el éxito.
Your spiritual life will be a failure.
Su vida espiritual será, no tendrá éxito.
And you will be miserable.
Y ustedes serán miserables.
So why be miserable?
¿Por qué ser miserables entonces?
Why not be felicidad? No.
Felices.
Felice.
Felices.
Felices.
Felices. Yes, plural. Felices.
Yeah. Why not be felices? Be happy.
¿Por qué no son felices?
By following strictly the instructions coming from Guru.
Siguiendo las instrucciones que vienen directamente del Guru.
Why not become happy?
¿Por qué no ser feliz?
This is intelligence.
Eso es inteligencia.
All we have to do is follow the cookbook.
Solamente tenemos que seguir el recetario.
Prabhupada has given the recipe.
Prabhupada nos ha dado la receta.
How we can get the cake of pure, unadulterated bhakti?
¿Cómo podemos conseguir que salga bien la torta del bhakti puro y sin adulteraciones?
Ahai takiya pratiyataya yatma supasidati. Bhagavatam, first canto.
Bhagavatam, first canto.
First canto.
Primer canto de Srimad Bhagavatam.
One's devotional service must be completely free from any material motives.
El servicio devocional que uno ejecuta debe estar completamente libre de todos los deseos materiales.
And it must be full time.
Y debe ser a tiempo completo.
Unbroken.
Sin quebrarse.
At every minute I must practice bhakti.
Debo practicar bhakti cada minuto.
So we will make our bhakti like that, ahaitakiya pratiyata, unmotivated and uninterrupted.
Si hacemos, si ejecutamos nuestro bhakti de esa manera, como ahaitakiya pratiyata,
then we will become fully,
irrompible.
Then we will become fully satisfied.
Entonces nos satisfaremos completamente.
And if we try to adulterate it with our own little sense gratification program,
pero si tratamos de adulterarlo con nuestro pequeño programa de gratificación sensorial,
the result will be,
el resultado será,
we will not be happy.
Que no seremos felices.
We may make a show of being fixed up devotee.
Podemos hacer un show de que somos devotos fijos.
And others may think that we're very fixed up devotees.
Otros pueden pensar, ah, este es un devoto muy fijo.
But within the heart there will be emptiness.
Pero dentro del corazón habrá vacío.
We will not feel full of love for Krishna.
No sentiremos el amor puro por Krishna.
Because we are trying to cheat Krishna.
Porque hemos tratado de engañar a Krishna.
For our own sense gratification.
Para nuestra propia complacencia de los sentidos.
We're thinking, well, I have to struggle for my own sense gratification.
Pensamos, bueno, yo tengo que luchar por mi propia satisfacción de los sentidos.
Pero actualmente no es necesario. All you have to do is completely absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness.
Lo que deben hacer es absorberse completamente en conciencia de Krishna.
fully give yourself to Krishna 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Entregarse completamente a Krishna 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana.
In whatever sense gratification you need,
cualquier complacencia de los sentidos que uno necesite,
whatever material facilities you need,
cualquier facilidad material que necesite,
Krishna will personally give it to you.
Krishna personalmente se la dará.
Ananya shantayantamam yejana prayapasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogachemam vaham yaham. For those who worship me with exclusive devotion,
para aquellos que me adoran con devoción exclusiva,
meditating on my transcendental form,
meditando en mi forma transcendental,
I preserve what they have,
les preservo lo que tienen,
and I carry what they lack.
Y les,
I carry what they lack. I provide what they lack.
Y les entrego lo que necesitan.
So all we have to do is completely give ourselves to Krishna.
Así que tenemos que entregarnos completamente a Krishna.
And he will take care of us in every possible way.
Y él se encargará de nosotros y nos cuidará de todas las formas posibles.
We don't require some separate program for sense enjoyment.
No requerimos de un programa separado para gratificar nuestros sentidos.
All we have to do is completely surrender ourselves to the order of our spiritual master.
Todo lo que tenemos que hacer es rendirnos completamente a la orden de nuestro maestro.
No es difícil. Es muy, 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 muy fácil. You see? Simply completely surrender to Krishna.
Tenemos que rendirnos completamente a Krishna.
And you'll be so happy.
Y estarán tan felices.
You'll be so happy you can make other people happy.
Estarán tan felices que pueden convertir a otras personas en personas felices.
You'll have so much happiness you can't even enjoy all of it yourself.
Tendrán tanta felicidad que no pueden disfrutarla toda ustedes solos.
You'll have so much happiness you have to give it away to other people.
Tendrán tanta felicidad que tienes que entregarla a otras personas.
You'll have so much happiness you can flood the whole world with happiness.
Tendrán tanta felicidad que pueden inundar todo el mundo de felicidad.
Is it? All you have to do is completely surrender yourself to Krishna.
Lo que uno tiene que hacer es simplemente rendirse completamente a Krishna.
You know the verse.
Ustedes saben el verso.
Sarva dharman purit yaja mamekam shadanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayami mashuchah. Mashuchah means do not worry.
Mashuchah significa no te preocupes.
Don't be afraid.
No tengas miedo.
Don't hesitate.
No lo dudes.
Put your complete faith in Krishna.
Pon tu fe completa en Krishna.
Do you think he will cheat you?
¿Crees que él te va a engañar?
If you surrender to him?
Si te rindes a él?
No.
No.
He is your loving father.
Él es tu padre amoroso.
He is your ever well wisher.
Él es tu bien queriente.
He simply wants to make you happy. That's his only desire.
Él quiere hacerte feliz. Es su único deseo.
But if you want that happiness,
si quieres esa felicidad,
it will only come when you develop a loving relationship with Krishna.
Esa solo llegará cuando desarrolles una relación amorosa con Krishna.
You cannot develop it by being a competitor of Krishna.
No puedes desarrollarla siendo un competidor de Krishna.
That Krishna is enjoyer, I will also be an enjoyer.
Ya que Krishna es disfrutador, yo también voy a ser disfrutador.
That is trying to compete with Krishna.
Eso es tratar de competir con Krishna.
Don't try to compete with Krishna.
No trate de competir con Krishna.
That you have your girlfriends, I'll have my girlfriends.
Si Krishna tiene sus enamoradas, yo también voy a tener mis enamoradas.
Simply try to serve the Lord, that's all.
Simplemente trata de servir al Señor, eso es todo.
And then you'll be happy.
Y ahí serás feliz.
Simply try to make Krishna happy.
Trata de que Krishna sea feliz.
By your every thought.
Con todos sus pensamientos.
By your every palabra, word.
Yeah,
by your every palabra.
Con todas tus palabras.
And by your ever action,
acción. Y con todas tus acciones.
You see? That's all you have to do.
Es todo lo que tienes que hacer.
Always try to please Krishna.
Siempre trata de satisfacer a Krishna.
By thoughts,
pensamientos.
Pensamientos, palabras y acciones. That's all you have to do.
Es todo lo que tienes que hacer.
Nothing else is required.
No se requiere nada más.
Always try to please Krishna with sus pensamientos, sus palabras y sus acciones.
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 Siempre tratar de satisfacer a Krishna con sus pensamientos, palabras y acciones.
¿Qué es? So what is the problem? ¿Qué es la problema?
¿Cuál es
el problema?
¿Qué es el problema? So, ¿qué es el problema? ¿Cuál es el problema? ¿Sí? No es problema, es muy fácil. But we think it is difficult.
Pero pensamos que es difícil.
Our rascal mind says, oh, es muy, muy difícil.
Yes. Nuestra mente sinvergüenza dice, es muy, muy difícil.
That is the rascal mind.
Esa es la mente pícara.
Therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
por lo tanto, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur,
he is given programa.
Un programa.
Un programa.
Nos ha dado un programa.
In the mañana, in the morning, you get up in the morning and you take zapatos. Huh?
Shoes.
Shoes, yes. You take zapatos and you beat your mind 100 times with zapatos. 100 times.
El programa es que uno se levante en la mañana y agarre sus zapatos y le pegue a la mente 100 veces.
Do you know this order of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur?
¿Conocen esta orden de Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Thakur? En la mañana, zapatos 100 times, beat the mind.
Hay que golpear en la mañana 100 veces la mente con sus zapatos.
And then in the evening time,
y en la noche,
you leave the zapatos by the door.
Deja los zapatos acostados a la puerta.
Now it's time to grab the broom. What's the broom?
Escoba.
Uh-huh. Now you take the escoba.
Y ahora uno toma la escoba.
And again, 100 times, beat that rascal mind.
Y 100 veces otra vez hay que golpear esa mente con la escoba.
You have to show the mind.
Tienes que enseñarle a la mente.
That you are the boss.
Que tú eres el jefe.
It's like you train a dog.
Es como cuando entrenas un perro.
To obey your order.
Para que obedezca tus
your mind is like dog.
Tu mente es como un perro.
You have to teach your mind that you are the boss.
Tienes que enseñarle a tu mente que tú eres el jefe.
And the mind does what you want it to do.
Y que la mente debe hacer lo que tú quieres que haga.
Yato yato nishchalati manashtanchalamashtaram tatastato nayam yatat atmanyayivasham nayam. From wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature.
Debido a la naturaleza inestable de la mente, cualquier lugar que esta se vaya.
One must certainly withdraw it and bring it under the back that can and withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Uno debe traerla a ese lugar y que esté bajo el control del ser.
So, if you will follow these instructions,
así que si ustedes siguen estas instrucciones,
you will make steady progress on the pathway back to Godhead.
Hará un progreso estable en el sendero de vuelta al Supremo.
Now it's up to you whether you will follow these instructions or not.
Ahora solo depende de ustedes si quieren seguir estas instrucciones o no.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
No quieren hacer, no tienen que hacerlo.
You're a free agent.
Son libres.
You can do any damn thing you want.
Pueden hacer cualquier cosa que quieran.
You can go to hell.
Pueden irse al infierno.
Or you can go back to Godhead.
O pueden irse de vuelta al Supremo.
What do you want?
¿Qué quieren?
Do you want to go to hell?
¿Quieren irse al infierno?
Or do you want to go back to Godhead?
¿O quieren irse de vuelta al Supremo?
You take your choice.
Ustedes tomen la decisión.
At the time of death, you have to fly your own airplane.
En el momento de la muerte, ustedes tienen que pilotear su propio avión.
Nobody can fly your airplane for you at the time of death.
En el momento de la muerte, nadie va a pilotear el avión de ustedes.
It's up to you whether you will make it or whether you won't make it.
Depende solo de ustedes si lo logran o no lo logran.
Will you fix your mind in Krishna consciousness?
¿Vas a mantener tu mente fija en la conciencia de Krishna?
Or will you drool over sex desire?
¿O vagarás sobre el deseo sexual?
It's up to you.
Depende de ti.
Is it? So now I can ask if there's any questions.
¿Tiene alguna pregunta?
Yes.
Usted ha explicado. Frente a esto, ¿cómo uno puede identificar si el campo de acción en el cual se encuentra en este momento es adecuado para su desarrollo de conciencia de Krishna? Porque a veces uno no se siente satisfecho en su campo de acción.
How can one identify that what he's doing right now, materially, is appropriate for his development of Krishna consciousness? Because sometimes one doesn't feel satisfied with what he's doing.
Well, we have Guru, we have our spiritual master. You can always consult your spiritual master.
Siempre puede consultar al maestro espiritual.
We have Prabhupada's books.
Están los libros de Prabhupada.
And we have the sadhus, the saintly devotees of the Lord.
Y están los sadhus, los devotos santos del Señor.
So you should always be checking with these three things.
Así que siempre debe estar chequeando con estas tres cosas.
With the saintly teachers of bhakti, the sadhus.
Con los sadhus, los santos maestros del bhakti.
With your Guru Maharaj.
Con tu Guru Maharaj.
And with Prabhupada's books.
Y con los libros de Prabhupada.
Guru, sadhu, and shastra. If you will always consult these three things.
Si mantienes unidas estas tres cosas, Guru, sadhu, y shastra.
And make all of your decisions based on the guidance from these three things.
Y todas tus decisiones están basadas en la guía de estas tres cosas.
Then you will be properly situated.
Entonces estarás apropiadamente situado.
Next question.
Un invitado le hacía la pregunta de que quiénes eran los sabios, o sea, los, podría dar para si son los devotos o son personas.
One guest asked him how to identify who is a sadhu or who are the sadhus.
Yes.
Simple devotees or are especially advanced devotees.
Yes. You to find out who is a sadhu, you consult with Guru and with the scriptures.
Para saber quién es el sadhu, uno tiene que consultar con el guru y con las escrituras.
Any other questions?
Otra pregunta. What are the qualifications needed by a devotee to worship deities at home?
One, first of all, should take the blessings of one's spiritual master.
En primer lugar, uno debe tomar las bendiciones de su maestro espiritual.
Of course, it's better to worship the temple.
Por supuesto que siempre es mejor adorar las deidades del templo.
Home deities are for devotees who live far, far away, who can't come to for Mangalarti.
Las deidades en la casa son para devotos que viven muy lejos del templo y no pueden ir al Mangalarti en el templo.
It's better that everyone who is near, close enough, they should all come for Mangalarti at the temple.
Es mejor que alguien que vive cerca del templo debe ir siempre a Mangalarti en el templo.
But if someone is very far away, like maybe they're in, you know, Chiclayo or something, very far, they cannot come for Mangalarti.
Pero si alguien vive muy lejos, como por ejemplo en Chiclayo o algo parecido, entonces no puede venir a Mangalarti.
They can have deities if their spiritual master is authorized.
Pueden tener deidades si su maestro espiritual los autoriza.
But deities means you have to have a similar program like the temple. You have to rise every morning. By 4 o'clock, you have to have mangal. You have to take your bath, put on tilak, devotional clothing. You have to have puja, just like we have our Radha-Damodar deities. We got up at 3 o'clock this morning, so we could do their puja.
Pero see? Tener deidades en la casa es como estar en el templo. Uno debe levantarse antes de las 4 de la mañana, bañarse, ponerse tilak, ropa devocional, hacer la puja. Como nosotros tenemos nuestras deidades, por ejemplo, de Radha-Damodar con las que viajamos. Nos hemos levantado hoy a las 3 de la mañana para hacerle su puya.
I see in ISKCON that the devotees take deities as a farce.
He visto que en ISKCON muchos devotos toman las deidades como una farsa.
Even in their temples, in many temples, especially Latin America, is very bad. They take deity worship as a farce.
En muchos templos, especialmente en Latinoamérica, incluso en los templos, la adoración a las deidades es una farsa.
Deity worship is a very serious thing.
La adoración de las deidades es algo muy serio.
There must be every day Mangalarti.
Todas las mañanas debe haber Mangalarti.
Bathing and dressing.
Bañar y bailar.
Darshan arati, noon arati, evening arati, at least.
Por lo menos debe haber darshan arati, arati al mediodía y arati en la noche.
Deity is not an idol.
La deidad no es un ídolo.
Krishna himself is there.
Krishna mismo está ahí.
You have to treat him as a person.
Uno debe tratarlo como una persona.
So it's better not to do deity worship at home.
Así que es mejor no tener adoración de las deidades en casa.
Just keep some photographs. That is best thing.
Es mejor mantener fotos nada más.
Because then there's no offense.
Porque entonces ahí no hay ofensas.
Better to come to the temple and worship here.
Mejor venir al templo y adorar a las deidades aquí.
Because as soon as you have home deity, it means every day you have to bathe the deity, you have to dress the deity, so make new outfits regularly. I mean, it's a big thing. It's a big, huge endeavor.
Es un esfuerzo muy grande tener deidades en la casa porque uno todos los días tiene que levantarse, tiene que bañarlas, tiene que vestirlas, tiene que de vez en cuando hacerle vestidos nuevos.
Just like if you have a baby, you have to dress the baby, feed the baby, bathe the baby. Krishna comes as a baby.
Es como cuando uno tiene un hijo, un bebé, que uno tiene que vestir al bebé, tiene que bañar.
Deity means Krishna comes like a baby.
La deidad significa que Krishna viene como un bebé.
You have to feed him, you have to bathe him, you have to dress him day after day. For your whole life you have to do.
Uno tiene que vestirlo, tiene que darle de comer, tiene que bañarlo por el resto de su vida.
Therefore, it's better devotees should not have deities at home unless their Guru Maharaj has authorized them and they're really ready to do it. You know.
Así que es mejor que el devoto no tenga deidades en su casa a menos que su Guru Maharaj lo haya autorizado y realmente esté listo para tenerlas.
The best thing is to go to the temple and worship there.
Lo mejor es ir al templo y adorar las deidades ahí.
Or to have photographs at home.
O tener fotos en la casa.
And then when I joined ISKCON, the temples didn't even have deities. The temple would have a photograph on the altar. That was the temple worship.
Cuando yo me uní a ISKCON, ni siquiera muchos templos tenían deidades. La adoración era a través de fotos.
Prabhupada would not allow us to have deities, very cheaply thing. It was not a cheap thing to have deity.
Prabhupada no nos permitía tener deidades de una manera barata. No era algo barato.
I was at the Gurukula, Dallas Gurukula, a big major ISKCON center with 50, 60 devotees living there. Prabhupada would not let us have deities.
Yo vivía en el Gurukula de Dallas, que era un centro de ISKCON muy grande en el mundo, con 50 o 60 devotos que vivían ahí, y Prabhupada no nos permitía tener deidades.
Just like you have a painting of Panchatattva up there, I see it right here.
Ahí, de aquí veo una pintura del Panchatattva.
It's on the second floor.
En el segundo piso.
That's all we had was a painting of Panchatattva. That was our deity.
Nuestra deidad en ese lugar era una pintura del Panchatattva.
We had 30 or 40 Brahman initiated devotees.
En ese templo habían 30 o 40 devotos iniciados con segunda iniciación.
And Prabhupada did not allow us to have deities.
Y Prabhupada no nos permitía tener deidades.
It's very heavy thing to have deity.
Es algo muy pesado tener deidades.
And now in ISKCON, it's, oh, somebody gave me a deity I want to worship. And they worship it for 2 weeks and that's it. And their whole life, they neglect the deity, you see.
Ahora en ISKCON a uno le dan unas deidades y dice, ah, me dieron unas deidades, uno las adora por 2 semanas y después las abandona por el resto de su vida.
They take deities like dolls, a doll collection.
Toman a las deidades como si fuera una colección de muñecas.
It is aparad.
Eso es aparad.
Seva aparad.
Seva aparad.
It hurts our bhakti.
Le hace daño a nuestro bhakti.
Therefore, better to have photograph.
Pues es mejor tener fotos.
So there's no offense.
Para que no haya ofensa.
Unless that can be first class deity worship, don't get deity.
A menos que uno esté dispuesto a darle adoración de primera clase, no tenga deidades.
Every day, Mangal Arti, bathing, dressing, boga offerings throughout the day.
Todo el día ofrecerle boga, levantarse en la mañana, Mangal Arti, bañarlas, vestirlas.
So now it's time to worship the deities.
Así que ahora es momento para adorar las deidades.
The most wonderful, merciful Lord, Sri Sri Gaurinitai.
Los más maravillosos señores.
Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Antaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.